Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Hearts for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus. We thank you for this day, and we ask that you look upon us with compassion and with mercy on today, and that you will bless this broadcast. Oh, my God, we pray that you let a soul be saved through this ministry. We know you're able. We know you got the power. We are looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We pray that you will have your way today. Send your word and send your anointing. Let the word of God reach some soul. In the name of Jesus, let it be for healing. Let it be for deliverance. Let it be for strength, O Lord, and encouragement to move in a mighty way. Let the spirit of God prevail. Let the blood of Jesus cover. Bind every evil work, O Lord. Touch and bless in a special way. You know what we have need of. You know our prayer before we call. You know all about us today. We pray that you move in a mighty way. Strengthen your people, O Lord. send thine anointing today, Lord. Take full control, O Lord. Meet us here today, O Lord. Let the spirit of God prevail. Help us today, Jesus. We're coming to you, Lord. We know you're able. We know you got the power. And we know thou art a God of deliverance. You're able today. Look on all those who are sick and afflicted. Touch and heal their bodies. Raise them up, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, have thine own way today. Oh, my God, I know you're able to heal. I know you got the power. And I know that you're still working miracles. I'm looking to you today to take us through, oh, Lord. I'm looking to you, oh, Lord, for deliverance of a soul. Have thine own way, Lord, while we're praying and while we're waiting. We ask that you move for us and that you will make ways out of no way. Open up doors, oh, Lord. Bless your people, oh, Lord. Lend them and encourage them. Help them to do your will. Speak your word and go where you send them. Have thine own way, Lord. Move, Lord Jesus. Move in a mighty way. We are looking to you, O Lord, the author and the finisher of our faith. We know you can do everything. And we know that there is nothing too hard for you. You know all about us today, O Lord. Encourage our hearts. Help us to do your will. In the name of Jesus, we want to please you. We want to get closer to you. Help us to consecrate ourselves to you. And those that want to be saved, we pray that you have mercy today, that you will save and deliver them, O Lord, that they might have a testimony to tell of your goodness and your wondrous work. In the name of Jesus, oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you today. We thank you for what you're doing. And we thank you for how you blessed us. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for all that you've done for us. We thank you, Lord, for being a way maker. Thank you for being a door opener. We thank you today, Lord. You've been so good to us. You've been so merciful. We don't deserve your mercy. But we thank you for what you've done for us. We thank you because you keep right on blessing us. We thank you because you keep right on making a way for us. We're continuing to send up praises to your name, glory and honor. We thank you today, Lord. We glorify you. We praise your holy name. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all things.
Thank you for all
things you have. Let your will be done. In the name of Jesus, this prayer we pray for, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that anointed prayer coming through Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless you. Amen. And this time we're going to read our opening scripture. Amen. And I am reading from the King James Version Bible. And the opening scripture is taken from the 35th number of Psalm. That's Psalm 3:5, the 35th number of Psalm, and the first verse. And it reads, "Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause have they hid from me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself, and to that very destruction let him fall. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation." Thank God for another word, the 35th number of Psalm, the first out, the ninth verses. And we're going to go into our service. And if you happen to be at near 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland, you want to stop on by, we'd be happy to see your face in the place.
Yeah.
Amen. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank the Lord for this day. We thank God for grace and mercy. We just thank the Lord for you tuning in to the Prayer Works Ministry broadcast on this afternoon. And we are, like was already stated, in the building today. Praise the Lord. We're here to lift up the name of Jesus. Thank God for that prayer, that anointed prayer, and that touch that God has given me. I'm just happy down in my soul. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for the opening scripture. I thank the Lord for everything that's been said and done thus far. And I can say of a truth that I'm pressing my way today. I'm pressing on because I know that God has a crown for me, and I want my crown. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I was just, there was the song that was on my heart, and I began to sing that song about I'm never alone. Praise the Lord. And it's the older version, the one that we sing, where they sing in the choir, but the other song, like a congregational song, No, Never Alone. It's like, it's an old song, and I think I want to sing like the first portion of it, a little small portion, and I invite you to join in and help me out, as my throat is trying to act up, but I'm gonna try to sing this song, praise God, because I believe in singing to the glory of God. You know, the word of God encourages us to sing unto the Lord and also to sing a new song. If you don't know the old songs, you don't can't think of a song, make up a song and sing that song to the glory and honor of God. So I'm going to go ahead on and sing this song. It may not sound like I want it to sound like you want it to sound, but I'm singing it to the glory and honor of God. And it goes like this. I've seen the lightning flashing. I've heard the thunder roll. I've felt fence breakers dashing, trying to conquer my soul. I've heard the voice of Jesus telling me still to fight on, promise never to leave me, never to leave me alone. No, never alone, no, never alone. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. No, never alone, no. Never alone. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. I've seen the lightning flashing. I've heard thunder roll. I've felt fence breakers dashing, trying to conquer my soul. I've heard the voice of Jesus telling me still to fight on, for he promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. No, never alone. No, never alone. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. No, never alone. Oh, no, never alone. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. Amen. Praise the Lord. He promised never to leave me alone. Can we give the Lord a praise? Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for that selection. I just thank God because the Lord promised that he would never, ever leave us alone. He promised never to forsake us. Glory, hallelujah. And we can stand on the promises of God. Everything the Lord promised, he will keep. Amen. God will surely keep his promise. So I'm just happy.
Amen.
I thank God for his goodness and for his mercy. And when I reflect on my life and when I think back on how good God has been to me, I can't find any time that I reflect alone. The Lord was always there. Hallelujah. It may seem like he's not around. It may seem like he has forsaken us. But the Lord promised that he would never forsake us. He would never leave us alone. Oh, glory to God. And I thank God for his goodness and for his mercy. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for right now. And we were having some issues with the system on this prep during the week, but it looks like they're all straightened out. Thank God for that. And the one thing we want to do more of is tell the goodness of the Lord. Amen. We want to promulgate the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's what Satan does not want. He doesn't want the word of God to go out. So he attacks the system. He attacks us in our body, attack our throat. He attacks all kinds of things to try to stop the word of God from going through. Amen. Praise the Lord. But it's high time that we get in a hurry and preach the gospel to every creature, the way Jesus commanded us. Go ye into all the world and teach all nations. We have to preach this word to every nation. You might say, well, I don't know but one language. Oh, but God's got a way that's mighty sweet. All you have to do is be willing, and God will make the way. If you don't know the language, if God send you into a foreign country, God will make a way for the people to understand what the word of God is. He'll have an interpreter prepared and waiting for you. Amen. He'll meet you there because he wants everybody to know about his word. Amen. He wants to give the whole world a chance at salvation. And everybody has this same opportunity. Jesus died for the whole world. The ones who are not born yet, he died for them too. Children are being born every day, and those souls are growing up, and they're getting older, and they need to know about Jesus. They also have the same opportunity to hear Jesus and to accept the Lord Jesus. And there are some children who have already accepted Christ as their personal Savior. And they're going forth doing the will of God. Some of them are preaching. Some of them are ministering and evangelizing. They're going forth, and they are young people, young children, and they are doing the work of the Lord. So little babies, they can hear the word. You'll be amazed at how God will use a little child. I mean, a little young child, 2 and 3 years old. God can use a 1-year-old. He can use a 1-month-old. God can use anybody at any age, at any time, because he's God. Hallelujah. And he can do anything and everything. Praise the Lord. So I just thank God for the opportunity, and we're going to move forward. Amen. Go to the word of God. So if you have your Bible and you want to read along, we want to invite your attention to the word of God in the book of St. Luke, the 9th chapter, verse 23. And I have several more verses. We'll go to St. John, the 8th chapter, verse 12. Then we'll move on over to Romans, the 6th chapter, verses 3 through 14. Ephesians, 5th chapter, 6-11. So we're going to start with St. John 8 and 12. And then I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And the word of God reads, where am I? St. Luke 9 and 23. My apologies. St. Luke 9 and 23 reads, and he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. And now let's go on over to St. John 8 and 12. And the word of God reads, then spake again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Praise the Lord. Going on over to Romans, the 6th chapter, beginning with verse 3, it reads, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death has no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. Going on over to Ephesians, the 5th chapter, starting with verse 6. Let no man deceive you with vain words. For because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Amen. Can we say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
We thank God for the reading of the Word of God, and then thank God for these passages of Scripture. And this afternoon, our thought is Jesus is the light of the world. And the theme is walk in the light. Jesus is the light of the world. Walk in light. And Jesus began to say this himself to his disciples, that he indeed is the light of the world, and that we should not walk in darkness, but rather we should walk in the light. Hallelujah. When you walk in the light, this illuminates everything about you. Hallelujah. It shows in the light. Now, when you turn out the light, you can't really see anything. You are subject to bump into things, trip over things. Well, I'm reminded of a time when I was on my way home, but my son had beat me home, and he went to go through the back door of the house. Not unbeknownst to him, someone had broken into the house and was in the house. So he heard a noise, and he thought it was me, and he said, "Mom, is that you?" And whoever that was, the lights were not on. Woo, that person ran through that house, tripped over chairs laying down, because they had no idea they were running into. It was dark. So he got hurt, I'm so sure of it, but did make his way out the front door, but not without getting hurt up, tripped up. You know, so we cannot walk in darkness, because there's danger walking in the dark. There is no light to lead our way. And when you have light, you can see where you're going. Hallelujah. And when we look to Jesus, we can see the true light. Amen. The light that leads us out of darkness. Because surely Jesus is the light of the world. And we are to walk in the light. And as Jesus said to his disciples, he wanted them to understand that he is indeed the light of the world, and whoever will follow after him should not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. So this light leads to life, not death. The person who was running through the house could have severely injured themselves. They could have even been so severely injured, it could have taken their life. But the Lord, he gives us the light of life. Amen. Shows us the way that we should go. And as we're following him, directs our steps. We need to take up our cross daily and follow after him, because he will surely light our path. Oh, glory to God. There won't be any reason for us to trip and fall and end up in a ditch somewhere. Hallelujah. But the Lord Jesus will lead the way. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. And as we follow the Lord Jesus, while we're following him, it's important for us to take up that cross every day. You can't take it up some days, and when it seemed to be too difficult, you decide, I don't want to take the cross up today. But every day, take up the cross and follow Jesus, because It's not worth you losing your soul trying to save your life. Because if you seek to save your life, you are going to lose it. But if you lose it for the Lord and the gospel, you will save your life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I believe Apostle Paul, he picks it up in Romans, the 6th chapter. And he talks about being dead and buried with Christ and how that we are buried into his death. And in the manner that he was raised from the dead by the glory of God, hallelujah, if we also be dead with him, we'll have the same resurrection that Jesus had when the Father, by his almighty power, quickened Jesus while he was in that grave. Hallelujah. Death had no more dominion over him. Glory be to God. We also in like manner shall be quickened unto resurrection. Oh, thank you, Lord. And death will have no more dominion over us. And as the question was asked, oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? The grave cannot hold us down. Death will have no dominion over us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But we must walk in the light. We must follow after Christ. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Because otherwise, we could end up losing out with the Lord. But let us continue in the light of Christ, walking in the light, walking in the newness of life. Praise the Lord. Some people, they want to name the name of Christ. They want to be his disciple. They want to say, oh, I'm a disciple of Jesus Christ. I'm this, I'm that. Praise the Lord, but they have not forsaken their way. They are still walking in darkness. Their foolish heart is darkened, and they think that they are on the right path. But Lord knows they are headed for death and destruction. This is why we have this ministry, to go forth and to minister to everyone. Everyone may not believe, but we have to do this job. God has given us this work to do. And as we walk in the light, we can lead others to the light. Because there's a great darkness in the world. There's a great darkness all throughout the world. Praise the Lord. But the Lord is shining his light. That light is shining so bright, but everyone can't see it until the blinders are taken off their eyes. And I could say of a truth that walking in darkness sometimes, you don't even know you're in darkness. You have no idea that you're walking in darkness. It's the same way when you have a misunderstanding of something and you just think you're so right and you have no understanding of the situation. And then when it's finally explained to you, you're like, oh, now I see. See that? You have light. Now you have a clear understanding. Oh, praise the Lord. So we don't want to be found walking in darkness, but rather walking in the light. Praise God. The Lord, he's a mighty God. And how Apostle Paul, he describes himself as, let's see how I could say this, born out of time or something like that. He was an apostle that was kind of born out of time. But God gave him this great revelation. And he began to impart it to the churches, the saints, the people of God. And so much so that the level of this mystery is so deep that even we have difficulty understanding. Well, I'm going to speak for myself. I have difficulty following some of these passages where he was speaking to the church. But God revealed the hidden mystery, buried deep the man of God. And he began to impart these things, and how when Jesus spoke of himself as being the light of the world, and also how he spoke that if we walk in light, we shall have the light of life, Apostle Paul picks it up and talks about being buried with Christ, and how we also will be resurrected in the same manner that Jesus was resurrected. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And also, this is the light of the world. We are hidden in Christ. We are hidden in the light. So when something is in the light, it's usually not hidden. But here's a mystery, that we are hidden in the light. Oh, glory be to God. I didn't know I was going to say that. Praise the Lord. But I can say of a truth that it's a blessing to know Jesus and to be hidden in the light. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory to God. And I remember making a song saying, I will hide in Jesus. Something like that. I'm hiding in Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I'm hiding in the light. I mean, I'm seen, but I'm not seen. Oh, glory be to my God. Hallelujah. In other words, I'm dead to sin. I am dead to sin because my life is hidden with Christ in God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I can say the truth. Today, God is a mighty God. Oh, thank you, Lord. And if you don't know the Lord and you don't know the light of life, today you can get to know him. Oh, praise be to God. So then we are buried with him by baptism unto death. We actually die from sin, or rather die to sin. As the Lord did, he died once to sin, and that was it. But when God raised him, he is now unto God forever, alive, and he will never die. Praise the Lord. And this is why we are walking in the newness of life. Praise the Lord. The Father has glorified the Son in that he raised Jesus from the dead. And before Jesus went up on the cross, the Father glorified him because he prayed that prayer. He asked the Lord to glorify thou me. And asked the Lord to give him that glory that he had before he came down to the earth. And God gave that to Jesus. And now the Lord God has highly exalted him and given him a name that's above every name. And at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Also, Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus in the 5th chapter and the 6th verse. I read that early. He's saying here in warning the church, let no man deceive you with vain words. For because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. So this is a warning to the church. If you fellowship with darkness, you're subject to be in the dark. And so don't let anyone deceive you, because this is Satan's whole entire plan, to deceive the whole world, to cause the whole world not to see the light, but to walk in darkness. But we are warned not to partake with those who are walking in darkness, who are coming to us with words of deceit, trying to tell us, oh, it doesn't take all of that. Or you all right, long as you pay your tithe and you just send your offerings to church if you can't be there, you all right. Don't listen to it. Don't be deceived with these vain words. Because at some point we were in darkness, Oh, glory to God. But no longer now. We are now in the light of the Lord. Hallelujah. We walk as children of light. So then when they see our light, they are drawn to the true light, Jesus Christ. So let us walk circumspectly. Amen. Let's uphold what is right. And then we can prove what is acceptable unto the Lord. Because in some people's mind, they don't have that understanding. They are not sure what things God is pleased with and how we should conduct ourselves. But when they see the example, when they see somebody following the scriptures, when we follow Christ, we are following to be just like him, an example for the world. But even people who are professing to know the Lord, when your light shines out, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and they begin to see that they don't line up with the scriptures as they are, that will convict them and make them question, am I really in the light or am I in darkness? And God has a way of opening up their eyes. And so let us be encouraged and let us walk in the light, and let's not have any fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Amen. Reproving something is like a reprimand. It's an upbringing. You're going to call it out. You're not just going to be silent and just go along with it. No, you're not going to condone it, but you're going to rebuke that. You're going to come against it. You're going to take a stand against it. Praise the Lord. So let's take a stand against darkness. I was looking at something the other day, and this young man, he had on a shirt. And he got some type of severe punishment from it just because of the words on his shirt. And he said, there are two genders. That's all that was on the shirt. There are two genders. And then he said, I don't see where this is causing any harm. I don't see where this is endangering anyone. But yet he's in court and he threatened to be locked up and everything else because he wore a shirt. These words on it, you know, and this is the world that we're coming, that we're in, that we are currently in. When you take a stand for what's right, the enemy is going to rise up against you. He's going to come against you and try to destroy you. Praise the Lord. But reprove the unfruitful works of darkness. Reprove them. Rebuke them. Don't go along with them. Don't accept them. Because they are not acceptable. Praise the Lord. People going around trying to say all these different things. And when God, in the very beginning, he made man. Amen. Somebody was reading that scripture and talking about how the Lord created the male. And then he saw that the man needed a helpmeet. And he created a female. He didn't create any other genders at all. Just a male and a female. Amen. Told them to replenish the earth. So let's take a stand for what's right. People are walking in darkness. Thank God for the word of God. Jesus is the light of the world. Walk in the light. At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord and go to God in prayer. Amen. Because Lord knows we need to pray because we need power. We need the strength. We need to be able to stand because Satan is getting worse and worse. Things are getting worse in the world. Iniquity is abounding everywhere. It's happening in the schools, on the job, wherever you are. Iniquity is abounding. And all of these things are just scriptures being fulfilled. And so if there ever was a time for us to pray, this time is right now. And so anyone listening today, if you don't know the Lord in the departing of your sins, repent right now and be sorry for sinning against God and ask the Lord to forgive you and to take your sins away. If you have an ailment in your body, if you're sick, if you have pain, whatever you have, and you want to be healed, just have a little faith and believe God. God will do it for you. Anyone with any prayer request, if you can only believe God, God has the power to do it for you this day. Hallelujah. Let us believe God. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord God, we come before you right now. We humble our hearts, Lord. We ask for mercy. Oh, my God, forgive us for all of our shortcomings and blot out our transgressions. Lord, search our hearts and be merciful, Lord, for our heart is deceitful above all and desperately wicked. Who can know it but you, Lord? You try the reins, oh God. You know our heart. And we ask, God, that you will purify our heart. Take out everything that's not right. Oh, my God, everything you're not pleased with, remove it right now in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you will look on those who don't know you in the departing of their sins. Forgive them today, Lord, and take away their sins, for you sent Jesus to die for the sins of the world. Oh, Lord God, have compassion on them. Lord God, stretch forth your mighty hand and save their souls. Lord, fill them with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. We know you are able, my God. Do it for them right now while we're praying, Lord Jesus. Stop by, Lord, and make your holy visitation. We pray for those, oh God, who are sick in their body, who have an ailment or an affliction, Lord. We pray, God, that you will look on them right now. If their faith is a little weak, strengthen their faith that they may believe you unto deliverance in the name of Jesus. Lord, touch them right now. Lay your hand on them, God. Raise them up, Lord Jesus. Heal, my God. Make whole, Lord. Restore their health. Restore their functionality. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Lord. Work a miracle right now. Oh, Lord, there's nothing too hard for you. Nothing is impossible. We believe you today. We're taking you at your word. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for your mercy, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for shining your light on our souls. Lord, we thank you for bringing us out of darkness into your marvelous light. We praise you, Lord. We ask you to help us to do your will. Help us, Lord, to minister to souls everywhere. Help us, oh God, to keep your commandments. Oh, Lord, we need your help. We ask you to look on your people everywhere, one by one, name by name. Bless us, Lord, with the blessing we all stand in need of. Look on those on the prayer list. Every name that's written, oh God. Everyone that's associated with the names, oh God. We pray that you will bless them today. That you will touch, Lord, heal, make whole, send deliverance, lift heavy burdens, destroy the yokes of bondage, fix it in the home, Lord. Fix it on the job. Fix it in the school. Oh, God, you're able. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Work it out right now. Lord, do it. Do it for us, Lord. Do it for your people. Do it, Lord. Your name be lifted up and glorified in the midst of the heathen. In the name of Jesus. Bless all of our leaders, Lord. Encourage their hearts. Help them to do the will. Lord God, give them wisdom and knowledge. Give them understanding, Lord, concerning your will. Help them, Lord God, in their ministries, Lord. Bless the congregation in the name of Jesus. We believe, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We believe you, Lord. We count it as done. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. She was protesting and
supporting gay rights. And she got on a social media and she said, I made a mistake. She said, when I never should have supported gay rights. And this is a gay woman. She said, the way that it's going now, she said she's so sorry to see where it's going now. And if somebody in the world, somebody still in darkness can recognize that, then I say this world is in gross darkness. There is no fellowship. We have no fellowship with this darkness. But we're representing the true light of the world. I enjoy the message. I enjoy the word of God. She prevents from being preached under the anointing. And even that that revelation, how we are hidden in the light. And I thought about, you know, how you're hidden in plain sight. And people, you can be right there in the middle of it. And they don't know that you're there. And we're hidden in Christ, hidden in the light. And the darkness can't even comprehend it. Enjoy the word. When I say the event, I mean, keep on preaching the word of God. And yes, keep on praying. It's definitely praying.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful remarks. Anyone else on the line who want to have remarks? If not, we do thank God for the broadcast on this afternoon. I can say the truth, God has surely visited us here, and we've had a great time in the Lord. I've enjoyed praising the Lord today and the word of God. Thank God for the word. Thank God for the prayer and for his touch. So let us be encouraged. Take the word of God in, and let us walk in the light. Amen. If you're walking in darkness and you're not sure whether you're in the light or the dark, you're in darkness. Because once you're in the light, you're going to know you're in the light. Praise God. So if you're uncertain whether you're in darkness or light, I'm here to tell you, you are in darkness. Amen. And you need to come on out of darkness and walk in the light. Praise God. We thank God for all of things. And Dennis May, did you have anything else additional?
No.
All
no,
right.
That's it.
Praise the Lord. So we thank the Lord. We are looking forward to our district meeting in about 2 weeks, 2 Sundays from now, if it's the Lord's will. It starts Friday, actually, the 26th at 10 a.m., and then Friday evening at 7 p.m. Convening throughout the weekend, Saturday at 10 a.m., and then Saturday night, 7 p.m., Sunday morning, Sunday school at 10 a.m., morning worship service, 11, and the climaxing service at 7 p.m. Sunday night. So pray for us that the Lord will bless us in our district meeting. I'm looking forward to having a good time. I don't know what anybody else going there with on their mind or what they plan to do, but I know what I'm going for. Amen. Praise God. So just thank the Lord. Let us keep praying one for another. Let us continue to pray for those who are dealing with bereavement, and let us pray for all those others who are on our prayer list. And this does conclude the broadcast for this afternoon. We invite you to join us. Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Vanessa.
Where is the district meeting going to be?
Oh, the district meeting is scheduled to be on behalf of Christian Temple, so it will be at the headquarters church at 910 Shelton Avenue, Camden, New Jersey, Christian Temple Assembly Church of God. So I believe it's on behalf of Christian Temple this quarter.
Okay.
All right. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, is that be all? Tune in on Friday at 7 p.m. for our next broadcast. And that's all. May God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Good night.